We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it's a different feel today. So I'm used to being in here on Saturdays with you across CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206, although I just got tweets that said they can't hear us on that station, so I don't know what to tell you with that. We're supposed to be on Sirius XM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, radio.com app, CBS Sports app, all kinds of different places to get your fix. And I'm used to having football games on, having some food in here. These are the days or the afternoons where my diet goes to absolute crap. I have high cholesterol. But this is my one meal a week where I absolutely don't care. You know, my wife's at home. She's not lording over me. I mean, fast food or pizza or something usually in here and watching these games with you. And so today I've got three TVs on, college basketball, trying to get back into that. I'm a huge college basketball fan. I've been to Final Fours. I've been to conference tournaments, ACC tournaments, Big East tournaments, Atlantic 10 tournaments even. Been to Sweet 16s, first and second round games. I mean, I've pretty much done it all. Very difficult for me to get into it this year. There have been so many starts and stops because of COVID. There's been such an exodus and a drain on big names and big players. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Duke are all unranked right now. For the first time since my mom was in diapers. You know, I mean, it's just not such an atypical year. College basketball, I think, has a problem where fewer and fewer star players go to the college game now, even without the NBA giving them the chance to come right out of high school. They're finding ways around that. They're finding loopholes. They're going to G League teams. They're going overseas. I think we're going to see that more and more. I think we'll even see guys who do what college football players did this year and just say, I'm going to work out for a year. And way more players transfer now in college hoops. A lot of them find a way to get eligible right away. It's just a tough sport to keep up with. So I've got North Carolina, North Carolina State on, Minnesota, Maryland, Baylor, Oklahoma State. Baylor's the number two team in the country, and I think if you went up to the average college basketball fan and said, name me two guys on Baylor's team, they wouldn't be able to do it. That's the state of college basketball right now. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, The Pony Express, coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. With every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Bills fans out there, my people. Actually, you're not technically my people. I'm not a Bills fan. But I lived there. I worked there. I got family there. I haven't been put through a table yet. You know, I've never funneled a beer. I have funneled beers, but I haven't funneled a beer out, you know, in a weird... I've seen some beer funneling video from Bills tailgates that I can't even go into detail without ticking off my bosses, because I'm going to say things that are, you know, maybe borderline crossing the line sort of stuff. So, yeah, Bills fans like to have a good time. Who doesn't? They should be partying their ass off. I'd be drunk right now if I were a Bills fan. That would be an unbelievable bender. They're the one team that's in this championship game weekend that is playing without any pressure at all. It's like, we got invited to this formal? It's like the kid that applies to a college and never thinks that he's going to get in. And he, you know, throws a Hail Mary on an Ivy League school and he gets the letter and it's like, what, Yale wants me? It's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and then the Buffalo Bills. And Josh Allen's ascension this year has been, other than Bills fans, I don't think anyone else believed in him, that he could make this type of monumental historic jump. The guy was not an accurate quarterback last year. And even though he had a giant arm, couldn't make throws downfield. Downfield throws. Now we get Stephon Diggs. They complement each other perfectly. You give them equal credit. Probably give Allen more of the credit. But if they never get Diggs, they never make that trade. You know, if they pick Jefferson, the Minnesota wide receiver, instead with that pick, who had a tremendous rookie year, I still don't think we see this kind of progress from Josh Allen. Without that deal, without going for it right now, without living in the present, carpe diem, that sort of stuff, the Bills aren't here. So I love what I'm happy for him. I get excited for Bills fans. My uncle's one. My uncle's a Bills fan. He's not as wild and crazy as most of these people. He's not facing bottles of Jack Daniels at 9 a.m. He's an accountant. He's actually pretty boring. Eats the same breakfast, lunch, and dinner pretty much every day. He's had the same haircut for 30 years, the same mustache for 40 years. It was a pretty conservative lifestyle, but is a Bills junkie. Got a lot of friends who are Bills lunatics. And so I'm happy that they're here. And here's what I believe about the AFC Championship game. I think the Bills can win. I'm going into this game on Sunday with an open mind. I'm not one of these guys. Now, I think you gunpoint, Andrew, which is a horrible hypothetical that a lot of people do in the sports talk radio business. Gun to my head. Like, we all, I'm seconds away from death and my pick hinges. I need a correct pick. I need to get this one right. Everything else I can, throw crap against the wall and get wrong. But as soon as I bring up the proverbial gun to my head, you know I'm serious. I would pick the Chiefs to win the game. I would pick Kansas City because they've won 24 out of 25 with Mahomes. I don't have a good feeling about the Bills having an answer for Travis Kelce. I think they'll figure out a way to slow down Tyreek Hill. But I don't think that they'll stop the tight end, who's one of the best I've ever seen. Had an all-time great year. And I wish Buffalo was going into this game with their offense clicking. They handed the ball off to a running back one time in the first half against Baltimore. They're throwing it 75% of the time. I don't think that's a winning formula, even in 2020, 2021 now. I still don't think that's, you want to be pass first, run second. You want to be 60% run, or 60% pass, 40% run. You want to pass the ball with Josh Allen, with Diggs and Beasley, and Gabriel Davis is questionable, but he should play. With those guys in your passing game, John Brown, sure. But it's like defenses show up and they don't even have to prepare for the run. Tampa Bay handed the ball off more than Tom Brady threw it last week. Aaron Rodgers, it was equal. just as many throws as runs. So I'm not digging how the Bills have made themselves one-dimensional. And I don't think Zach Moss is a big enough loss here where because he's out, now Buffalo abandons the run altogether. He's not that type of player. In the drop-off, he wasn't their number one back all the way anyways. But I think they can win. I mean, the line's only 3 points. And I haven't heard anybody tell me what happened this week was interesting. So much attention was on Patrick Mahomes and the concussion, and not enough was on the toe thing. The toe screwed up. I know friends with gout with the big toes barking. They barely move. Now, they're not professional athletes. They're actually kind of fat, out-of-shape slobs. But a busted toe, it's not easy to gallop around with one of those. So I know that Mahomes isn't going to be 100%. I think the Bills can win. Am I nuts? I'm not trying to be a homer here. I think you know that Kansas City is going to play. It's going to be a close game. They don't blow people out. The reason why they don't cover spreads is because when they're playing average teams or when they're playing bad teams, they're favored by 2 touchdowns or they're favored by 10. They were favored by 8.5 against the Browns, who just blew out the Steelers the week before. This line's only 3. Man, it's like the odds makers want you to take the Chiefs. That's what gives me the heebie-jeebies about this game, if I'm a Kansas City fan. The game's at Arrowhead. There'll be some fans there. Buffalo didn't look impressive against Baltimore. They didn't look that good against the Colts, to be honest with you. And they're on the road against the defending champs, and it's only a 3-point number? What the hell's going on here? Who said that? Vince Lombardi? What the hell is going on here? I don't get it. So, yeah, I'm a big dummy that's going to say the Chiefs are going to win the game, but I am open-minded to the Bills finding a way to get it done. They lost in week 6 to Kansas City because the Chiefs rushed for 245 yards. They had a huge game on the ground, and it's easy. It's not because Mahomes was dinged up or the Bills have this, you know, incredible pass defense. Buffalo philosophically, strategically said, we're not going to let the Chiefs hit big plays. So they played their safeties. They played their safeties deep. Like they were, you know, they were 20 yards, 30 yards off the line. They were, you know, you couldn't even see them on the camera shot. They played their safeties way back. And they said, all right, you want to hand it to Clyde Edwards-Hilaire and beat us that way? Fine. And guess what? Kansas City did. It worked. And they won comfortably. Well, even if Clyde Edwards-Hilaire looks like he's going to play, he's not the same guy going into this game as he was the first matchup. Le'Veon Bell is injured. If I'm Leslie Frazier in the Bills, I dust off that thing, polish it up, and I pretty much throw the same game plan at the Chiefs as I did in week 1. Now, I would be, if they blitz him because of the toe injury, you know, that's, I think you run an even bigger risk there. You'd have to hit him early in the game and get him really limping around and spook him. I don't know if the Bills have to do that, though. Honestly, I don't think they should. I would play deep, and if Darrell Williams or the combination of the Chiefs' running backs chew up yards and beat you that way, fine. Sammy Watkins isn't healthy in this game. You know, let the safeties take care of Travis Kelce, which will be hard if you're playing him deep. But make sure that Tyreek Hill doesn't beat you on long balls. I think the Chiefs completed 1 pass over 20 yards in the first game. That's it. And they're all big play receivers. That whole offense, really, they're all guys that can run. Hardman, Hill, Watkins, burners. And then Kelce is just a monster. So I mean, I think the blueprint is there for a Bills win. It's not as if the Chiefs have been overly impressive. It's not like they've shown themselves. In fact, they set an NFL record this year for the longest streak of winning a game by 6 points or less. So, if you think it's going to be a one-possession game, you have to at least think the Bills are going to have a very good chance of winning this game. What's the recipe for a Kansas City blowout? Do you see one? So, yeah, I've not been in love with the way the Bills have played. I thought they were going to get smacked around by Baltimore. I thought that was a horrible matchup for them. Then there were wind storms. The center couldn't snap the ball to Lamar Jackson. Jackson couldn't throw the ball in that weather either. Justin Tucker's missing kicks. Jackson throws a 100-yard pick six. And that's how Buffalo wins a game like that. And that's how they win a game by two scores. It wasn't really, the score didn't do it justice. It was a much closer game than that. So I'm going into, you know, I think a lot of people think that the NFC Championship game is the main course. Oh, the NFL got it wrong. That should be the late game. Give Brady and Aaron Rodgers, two of the biggest stars in the game, their due. I think the AFC Championship game will be the better of the two games. It would not surprise me at all if the Bills are victorious and are on their way to the Super Bowl. I keep hearing people say, well, they've never been here before. They've never been here. They're not ready to win a game like this. What the frig does that mean? The 49ers last year hosted the Packers in the NFC Championship game. Aaron Rodgers had won a Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo had watched Tom Brady win for New England. They had finished in last place the year before, and they stomped a mud hole in Green Bay. The game wasn't even competitive. So this whole notion that, well, one team has experience and the other team doesn't, spare me. Buffalo's had to win two playoff games to get here. It's not, you know, it's not like the Super Bowl to me is a different animal because you get 2 weeks to think on it. It's in a neutral site. Nothing about that game is similar to any other game you play all year. There's nothing like it. It's its own animal. The AFC Championship game is, it's the same routine you have all year. I mean, does the AFC Championship game feel that much bigger than a divisional round game? I've never had an NFL player tell me that. And some of them, believe it or not, talk to me. So I want to know what you think. Are you with me? I think the Bills can go there and win. Now, I'm not going to predict it because I'm gutless. I've got no courage. I've got no balls. But you might want to say that. You might believe that. And I don't want to look. You know, I love hearing from people up in my old stomping grounds. I love hearing from people in Rochester and Buffalo and upstate New York and Erie, Pennsylvania and places like that, deep in the heart of Bills country, friends up in Canada north of the border. I know those people are going to take the Bills now. I know I could fill up the phones at 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227 with people that are sprinkled all over those regions that are going to say the Bills are going to win this game. I want to hear from the people all over the rest of America, all over North America, that have no skin in the game, no rooting interest. Because I think there are people out there, even in those places, that believe the Bills can pull off a stunner. Again, it would not, well, when you look at the line, it would not be that big of a shock. But people are treating like it would be the ultimate upset, like the Bills are the Ringo Starr of this championship game weekend. They're just the fourth kind of throw-in team. And I think they can win. And that would cause Roger Goodell, I think, to have a heart attack. The NFL wants Kansas City against either Tampa Bay or Green Bay. They don't care about the NFC Championship game. If there's one team the NFL is rooting for this weekend, it's the Chiefs, above all else. Because they want Mahomes against either Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Josh Allen, cute story. But they don't want the Bills there. Sorry, Buffalo. Sorry, Bills fans. The NFL and CBS probably rooting against you this weekend because they know the Super Bowl ratings are always good. They'll be record-setting if it's Mahomes against Tampa Bay or Green Bay. But I got faith in you. I got your back here. I believe you can do it. I don't believe in you enough to pick you to win the game. But I think you got a shot. And if you're a Chiefs fan, you better be mighty concerned about this game. I want to hear from some Chiefs fans, too. You got to be sweating a little bit here, shaking in your boots. If you're super confident, tell me why. I don't know how you could be. Don't give me, well, we won in week six, because that meant nothing. What did winning earlier in the year, how did that help the Saints against the Bucs last week? What two games back in October, how do they have much significance or relevance to this game on Sunday? 855-212-4227. I want to hear from people because my bottom line point here is I think the Bills can go to Arrowhead and win tomorrow, and I want to know if you agree or disagree with that. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. We're on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. Ecstatic to be talking about football with you today, and super pumped to be talking about the championship games tomorrow. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Tomorrow on CBS, Super Bowl 55 is the prize when the Buffalo Bills take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. We get you set for the game starting at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific with JB and the guys on the NFL Today, the AFC Championship game, Sunday on CBS. You know, a lot of my media friends think, oh, it would be a huge upset for the Bills to get to the Super Bowl. Because you just don't go to Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid, Hall of Fame coach. Travis Kelce, probably a Hall of Fame tight end. Tyreek Hill, best speed receiver in the league. But you know what? You talk about all these things about Kansas City, you know? All on the offensive side of the ball. The one guy on defense that brings it every week for them is Matthew. And he's like a Polamalu light for the Chiefs. Can line up anywhere, do anything, always have to be aware of him. Outside of that, I think the rest of the Chiefs' defense has failed to meet expectations this year. Guys like Chris Jones, who came on for the Chiefs in the playoffs last year, they're not getting any pressure on the quarterback. So you give Josh Allen some time, then looks like Breland, the corner, is out of concussion protocol, and he's going to play tomorrow. But it's not like the Chiefs have... They don't have a Tre'Davious White like Buffalo. They don't have corners that... Like, who's going to... Fenton is going to match up with Diggs? If the Bills lose the game, I think it's going to be because Josh Allen let him down. But, you know, it's all there for him to be the guy that has the Bills winners of what, 10 of 11? That Hail Mary game's the only game they've lost? You know, he carried them in the second half. They slayed the Dragon and the Patriots. They got the playoff monkey off their back. He beat last year's MVP. Now, he needed help in both of those games, but the Colts and Ravens, both of those teams are better defensively than Kansas City. So from that perspective, this is his best matchup. And if he really is a top three quarterback in the NFL, which he was by the numbers this year behind Rodgers and Mahomes, I would anticipate Allen to feast on this defense. If he gets beat, it's because Patrick Mahomes has the ball last, and Kansas City scores a touchdown with like 20 seconds left to win the game, 45-39, something like that. 855-212-4227. I want to know what you think. Can the Bills beat the Chiefs? Do you see it happening? 855-212-4227. Now, my producer Connor Green is in New York, and he is a Jets fan. Sadly. Condolences, Connor.
It's a tough life, Andrew. It's a tough life.
Do you have inside the division animus for Buffalo where you don't want to see them win because they're a team you play twice a year?
No, I actually root for them because it gives the rest of Jets fans hope that it actually can turn around at some point.
Yep. I hear you on that. Yeah, I don't think it's definitely not like the SEC thing where when one SEC team goes out and there's an SEC team in the college football playoff or in the national championship or in a bowl game, the rest of the conference pulls for the team. I know I'm in Pittsburgh. I don't think we'd ever do that with the Ravens or Browns. But there's just a lovable quotient to the Bills. I really believe that because they haven't been here in so long. So we'll take your calls on it next at 855-212-4227. Can the Bills beat the Chiefs? Do you have the audacity, do you have the courage and the nerve to come on national sports talk radio and predict it? And if Bills fans want to do that, fine. I get it. They're in a lather. They're probably half in the bag right now, three sheets to the wind. Although we do have a producer like Connor that'll screen you and make sure that we don't put somebody on there who's absolutely bombed. But I understand why Bills fans would go nuts and say that. Are there neutral fans out there, just NFL fans who think that Buffalo is going to beat Kansas City and quote-unquote shock them this weekend? Shock the world. 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call, you can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. Here's Erica Herskowitz with the latest sports update.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Yeah, I'm watching a commercial right now for one of those pizza places where they put the cheese inside the crust. I'm 35 years old. I've never had that before. That seems like it's too much of a good thing. Sometimes too much of a good thing's a bad thing. Huh, do I know that to be the case with a few vices in life? More isn't always better, my friends. Cheese in the crust, not my thing. Never have been compelled one time to order a pizza like that. Not interested. So I'm binging on some college basketball right now. And talking to you about the AFC Championship game tomorrow on CBS. I think the Bills can win the game. I don't think it's going to be one of these one-sided affairs, one of these blowouts. Last year, we had a blowout in the NFC Championship game. Green Bay got spanked by San Francisco. You go back and look at it, most years, one of the two games is great. One game stinks, the other game's a classic. If I had to pick, I think Bills-Chiefs is a better game than Bucks-Packers. And I absolutely give Buffalo a shot to win the game. I don't see how anybody who's either betting the Chiefs or just roots for the Chiefs could feel supremely confident about Kansas City, given Mahomes' toe injury and given the things Buffalo can do on offense. 855-212-4227 is the number to join the show. 855-212-4227. Here is Jeff in Kansas City. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you, sir.
Sure.
Hey, I think everything you said was right about the Buffalo thing and beyond the fact that there's no home field advantage. So it was almost like a glorified scrimmage.
Well, Jeff? I give you a ton of credit then for being a guy in Kansas City who's willing to come on this show and say once and for all that the Bills are going to win the game. That takes a lot of guts And I'm so impressed to hear somebody leave their red and yellow to the side here and tell me that the Bills are going to win. Props to you.
And, you know, Kansas City haven't played a complete game in a long time, man. I know a lot of homers here. I'm like, man, you got to be objective. I know a fan is one thing, but you have to be objective, man. Look at all the pros and cons.
So what's going on, Jeff? You're going to the, you know, you're walking around and talking to people in Kansas City. Everyone thinks this game's a lock? Is that what's happening there?
A lot of people think it's a lock, man. And then when I bring up the facts that Kansas City defense hasn't really showed up, the pass rush is non-existent. They're not very good at the run game. And you're 100% right, man. The Colts defense was a lot better. The Ravens defense a lot better than our defense. And we won a lot of raggedy games this year. A lot of raggedy games, bro. The only thing I would caution, I don't want to use the word caution to you, but I would caution against, we never seen Josh Allen needed a last-second drive in the playoff. And we don't know what his mindset would be. And I believe in this case, brother, the only instance I would say I may disagree with you on, I think in this matter, experience counts.
But he might be great in those moments. I mean, Brady got the ball back in a tie game in a Super Bowl against the Rams, a team that had already won a Super Bowl. And you got John Madden on TV saying, you know, I can't do a Madden impression. Sorry, I tried. I'm going to stop right now and not embarrass myself anymore. Madden said, knee on the ball and go to overtime. Take a knee a couple times, go to OT. Instead, Brady marched him down the field, three or four plays. Here comes Vinatieri, ball game. As a first-year starter, second year in the league. This is Josh Allen's third season. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. Maybe he doesn't have the chops for a moment like that. Then again, maybe he does. He didn't end in the playoffs last year against the Texans, but he's clearly not the same quarterback. He's gotten way better. Here is Bob in California on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Andy. This is Bob in Clovis, California, about an hour from where Josh Allen lives.
What do you mean? He still lives there? He doesn't have a house in Orchard Park now?
You know what? You got a house in Orchard Park. I live 3 miles from the stadium in Lackawanna.
Okay. I'm saying if Josh Allen's the franchise quarterback of the Bills, he should build a big house in Orchard Park like Jim Kelly did.
He still has his home out here in Fireball, California. Nobody's giving Josh Allen any credit.
Now, why do you think that is? I don't get that. Why does everyone want to say, why do you think people are quick to criticize him, Bob?
I think because he's been an underachiever his entire life. He walked on at Reed Lee Junior College. He walked on. Nobody gave him a scholarship offer at Wyoming.
Yep.
He came out of Wyoming. And I myself, I'm a Texas Tech Red Raider. I went to school in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. My dad, you're probably saying, you're from all over the board. Yeah, my dad was in the Air Force. I lived everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're talking about pizza? You got Lackawanna pizza, you know, so you know that. You know, can the Bills win? I think their defense is going to be there. I think Josh Allen, if the cold and the wind and the rain doesn't get to him, and he doesn't get flustered, it should come across as a Bills win.
Well, the Chiefs don't defensively offer a lot of resistance. They've got Matthew, who can go all over the place and be a jack of all trades, and you got to account for him on every play. Everybody else, to me, on that defense is either expendable, replaceable, or frankly is an underachiever. I look at Allen as an overachiever. He's been written off a couple times. Clearly, coming into the NFL, though, he was a first-round pick. He's not a sixth-round pick like Brady. You know, so at some point, the Bills believed that he could be their next franchise quarterback, and it looks like they're right. It's a good matchup for him. It's a game where, you know, they scored 10 offensive points against Baltimore last week. You know, the Bills I hope they showed Josh Allen some tough love this week and said, you know, with the way we played offensively, we're lucky to still be alive right now. We're here because the other team's quarterback made an awful decision. Thank our lucky stars. We got a second chance. And now we got nothing to lose against the Chiefs. They're playing for history here. They're trying to be a dynasty. They're trying to go back to back for the first time since the Patriots. People thought we could be better than the Patriots this year and win the AFC East. But no one had the Bills at 13-3 and in the AFC Championship game. So that should free up the Bills. And they've got the offensive weapons in the passing game and the quarterback to do a number on the Chiefs. And I thought defensively they had the right idea last time. Let somebody other than Patrick Mahomes beat you. And if they're able to apply that game plan again, I have a hard time thinking that the Chiefs are going to win the game because of Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Darrell Williams. Here is Josh in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Does he believe the Bills can win tomorrow? Hi, Josh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, so I'll preface this like I did with your producer. Last year, I'm a huge Titans fan. Last year, I go to watch the Titans versus Bills.
You like that guy on the radio for them who goes, touchdown, Titans?
Yeah,
you like that guy?
I do like him.
I like him, too. I think he's pretty good as a radio play-by-play guy. I'm a big fan of his. Never met him.
My wife listened to the Chargers-Titans game in overtime and said, uh-huh. It was the first time she ever listened on the radio and said, oh, my God, this is so much more exciting than watching on TV the way that guy gets into it.
Yep.
So, anyways, we go up to Nashville last year to watch the Bills, sit in front of about six Bills fans, the most
obnoxious
people on the face of the planet.
Oh, my God.
They talked, they ate pizza and talked, they ate with the left side of their mouth, talked out of the right side of their mouth. The whole time they didn't shut up. Just constantly.
You think they could have passed a field sobriety test, Josh?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Nah. I mean, maybe one in Buffalo. But anyways, so I say all that to say that I do think that the Bills can win, and I'm not a Bills homer.
Mm-hmm.
This Chiefs team, I kind of liken it to the 2004 Lakers. They seem like they kind of sleptwalked through the back half of the season.
Yeah.
And the Bills could be the Pistons. Nobody expects anything out of them. They're just a bunch of hardworking guys. And they're getting put on the big stage, and they're going to go out there and say, hey, we got a chip on our shoulder, and this is what we can do.
Yeah, you're right about the Chiefs. They have not really flipped a switch and looked like a dominant team in a long, long time. Now, maybe they don't have to do that. Maybe they're just that much better than everybody else. I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl. I think they'll probably win tomorrow, but I don't say that with a ton of confidence. I think the Bills are a very live dog. Here's Taco in Florida on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Taco.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey.
Hey, longtime Dolphins fan, hate the Bills, but I'm in a suicide pool.
Okay.
And I got $6,000 left in the suicide pool,
yeah,
and I got my money on the Bills.
Now, were they the team you got stuck with? Did you have other options?
I think when you look at what the Bills have been doing, they've been playing hard-nosed, scrappy football. They came down here and put a shellacking on the Dolphins last game of the season.
Yeah, they kept them out of the playoffs and scored 50 in that game. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I suffered through that whole freaking game.
Yes, you did.
But anyways, I just think – I don't really think – I think he's got turf toe, Mahomes. And
yeah.
If you watched him when he was playing, he couldn't pass off to the left side at all in that game. And now with
why I think people, when they're like, "Oh, he's out of concussion protocol, we're all set, we can let out a sigh of relief." I'm with you. I'm not so convinced that toe is going to be at 100%. And I don't care what they inject it with before the game.
Exactly, because I haven't heard anybody talking about his toe.
Well, they don't want to. I think they want to build up the Chiefs as this juggernaut, and they want people to tune in and think they're going to get Patrick Mahomes at his best. And I don't think we'll see that. Now, he might make enough plays to win. Or Allen, look, I think that call, what is to me, what I would push back on, But the guy's name was Taco, and he had a lot of money on the game, so I didn't want to make him feel bad. I showed some rare restraint there. They're not, the Bills to me are not a, their fans are scrappy. You know, from Rust Belt USA from Buffalo, but the team isn't. The team wants to throw it 70 times and score 50 points. That's how the Bills are beat, are built. The Bills are built like fun and gun. They're built like, you know they say they, you know, like Dan Campbell, that, you know, meathead new Lions coach who's talking about, oh, we're building the team that's like our city. We're building a team that's going to be like Detroit. Ugh. The Bills aren't like that at all. Their coach is a tough guy. Was a college wrestler. College wrestlers scare me. But the team is, they ain't trying to win with defense. They're not a lunch pail hard hat type of team. They're a fantasy football, arena football, pass the ball a million times, try to outscore you type of team. That's their identity. And if they weren't in Buffalo and they were in L.A. or Vegas or one of those places, those cities, you know, a dome team, then people wouldn't typecast them as blood and guts. And they're not. They're a team that's new age NFL, that has a quarterback that can make every throw with a massive arm and legs and wheels who can move too. And they want to hang a 50 burger on you. That's the Bills now. The Bills are a poor man's Chiefs. It's kind of a teacher-student situation, even though Allen and Mahomes are like the same age. Coming up, speaking of the Chiefs, what the heck is going on with this Eric Bieniemy thing? Hopefully you can give me some answers next. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.